This week's Parsha, we're told that we have this discussion between Esav and Yaakov, very beginning of the Parsha. And again, Chazal explained this was a day that Avram died. And after Avram died, so Yaakov was making a whole stew of lentil soup. And Esav comes in from the field and he's famished. I'll read the words inside with you so you can appreciate the point. It says, "Vayomer Esav el Yaakov in Perek Chavhei Pasuk Lamed Haliteni Namin Adom Adom Azek Keif Anochi. Pour me some of that red stuff because I'm famished." And therefore, he was called Edom. That's what Esav was called, Edom. "Vayomer Yaakov." Yaakov says back to Esav, "Michrach Hayavet Michoras Chali. Sell me your birthright." "Vayomer Esav, Hinei Anochi Olech Lamus. I'm going to die." I was the Michora. Why would I need the birthright in the first place? I'm going to die. I don't eat anyways. I'm happy to give you the birthright for a bowl of soup to save my life. But remember Yaakov said back to him, "He shavali kayom, swear to me, make a deal, shake on it." But Yishavalo, he swears to him. But he records for Yaakov and he sells the birthright to Yaakov. But Yaakov, now suddenly Esav, Yaakov now gives him so many things. We mentioned the other day, the week we mentioned, he's emor ma'at sehar bay, like Avram was. We had the picture was recently. He gives him lechem, he gives him bread to go along to dip into his soup. It's vayochal vayesh vayakom vayelach. Esav eats and he drinks and he gets up and he goes. Esav scorned the birthright. He disgraced the birthright with his deal. If I had to ask you a question, at what point in time was the birthright actually scorned? What would you tell me?
When he sold it for soup.
When he sold it for soup. Why does it only say at the very end he scorned the birthright? The fact that you'd shake on a deal where you'd say, you know what? Birthright for the soup was the busha. But the Torah doesn't say that. It says he eats, he drinks, gets up, and he leaves. Esav scorns the birthright after that was said and done. Why? So I'll tell you a pshat that I was just now in YU meeting with a lot of students, and I noticed this issue coming up a little bit as I met with people. This exact point I want to share with you right now. And I'll share with you before it happens to you to appreciate the point. In life, sometimes something happens, something comes your way, you experience something. And you have a chance to reflect on it afterwards. Were you happy with it? Were you unhappy with it? We make a lot of mistakes. We're humans. But usually we do them in a moment of passion. In a moment of taiva, desiring moment. And when it's over, we usually recognize we made a mistake. You know, something happens. There's a girl. You're interested in her. You're good friends, though. And all of a sudden, you know, you have a moment in time when you're not careful. And you're like, why did I do that afterwards? And you regret it. Now, while it's happening, when you're desiring things, you're not thinking so much about certain things. Someone offers me as lashon hara, juicy information to share with you. And you're like, oh, I really want to hear it. And you're like, okay, what is it? And you're listening to it. And then when it's over, you're like, I just did that. My friend, I let him down. I listened to him lashon about a friend of mine. You feel bad about it. And when it's over, you feel bad about it. It's normal. It's completely normal to have a moment in time when you're unable to hold back. And when it's over, you say, what was I thinking? For Esav to buy... to sell the birthright for a bowl of soup when he felt like he was mamish passing out. He was famished. It makes sense. It's not crazy. But when it's all said and done, and he still didn't look back and regret what he did, that is a busha. It says, Vayochal Vayesht. He ate and he drank. And he's no longer is he famished anymore. And what does he do? He doesn't go back and say to Yaakov, what was I thinking? You know, trade backs. My fingers were crossed. Right? I whispered my breath, not. I said, not before I did it. He doesn't do that. What does he do? He wipes himself up, tucks himself off, dusts the crumbs off his shirt, and goes about his business. But Yakum Vayelach, he got up and he left. That is a bizayon. That's a busha. My kesher, what's the connection? So I was just in YU just now. Met with a lot of students. And conversations happen as follows. I'll give you some insight what's going to happen in a few years from now. Whether you're in YU or anywhere else you go in life. Some people you talk to about, you know, their future. It could be about dating, topics like that. You know, they want to have some help for the future. And some people talk about the past or the present. And there are times in life, and it happened just now, multiple people, where you speak about people's goals and aspirations, and what took place was the goals that they had half a year ago are different than ones they had right now. Now, what happened? Why? So many of them will say the following thing. I realize this is what I really want in life right now. I thought I wanted X, I was in yeshiva at the time, I wanted X. But now being out of yeshiva, I realize I really want more like Y. I want Y instead. It's possible that it's true. It's possible it's now better thought out, and they decided this is what they're looking for in life. That's definitely very possible. But it's also possible that they have a shift. Why? Because it's easier to explain your negligence and say, I'm different than I was back then. I'll give you a muscle if I can. Imagine I'm aiming to shoot an arrow right at the pillar over here. Right in front of me is a pillar. I take an arrow, there's a bullseye there, and I shoot in my, and I got a nervous twitch, and I hit behind, right over Jordan's head over there in the wall. That's where I hit instead. So I have two choices. Either I realize, gosh, I had a bad twitch, and I missed my bullseye altogether. That requires me to do some introspection and to analyze my behaviors and what went wrong. Or, what can I do instead? I make a bullseye right around that arrow spot. Oh, that's where I was going for anyways. It's my new reality that I have. That is very challenging. Because then you actually think this is your new reality. No, you made a mistake. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to slip up. That's allowed in life. Especially in the heat of passion, in moments of confusion. But when a person thinks that his slip up is a new reality, then we have a big problem on our hands. Esau's allowed to be hungry. He's allowed to be famished. He's allowed to be like, I can't function anymore. He's allowed to be that way. He can make a bad business deal. But it's up to him to man up afterwards and say, that was my bad. It's my bad. But instead, he painted a bullseye around the bad. And he said, that's my new reality. When you're here in Eretz Yisrael, you may have goals for yourself. You will have a time when you will start to get frustrated. You'll hit a ceiling and you'll start to have a tough time. For some of you, it may have happened already. For some of you, it may be happening later on. Maybe it's happening right now, for all I know. So you have two choices. You say, what was I thinking? I was in that moment of like passion, and that's why I did it. But no, this is really who I'm supposed to be like. And you paint a bullseye around your misstep, around your mistake that you made. And that's your new reality. And that's how you look at it. And then no one can talk you out of it. That was a moment I was confused, but now I'm clear. Or you man up and you say, I had a twitch and I sneezed. I sneezed right at the wrong time and my shot went that way. Perfect. Perfect timing for that. And I have to recorrect. I have to recalibrate my shots. You can be an ace of and you can recalibrate your shot and say, that's my new reality. But if you do that, then you never have a moment in time with introspection. It doesn't exist anymore. We had a discussion in the first part of this year about how you speak about certain things. Hevel, things that are pointless, versus Lashon Hara or Nivel Peh. And maybe you'll say, I live in the world. The world's all about Lashon Hara, or about speaking, you know, freely, not worrying what words you say at all. And okay, so there was a period of time I thought about maybe watching what I say, but that don't fit in when I do that. And you find yourself cursing anyway, so you might as well just like make that your new reality. That's the behavior of an Esav. That's how an Esav runs his life. I'll give you a bracha, all of us a bracha. And a person, we should be zocha, to be able to understand that we'll make mistakes in life, that's healthy, we're human beings, it's part of the fun of being alive. But when that happens, your job is not to say, okay, this is who I am. That's my new target right now. Man up. You can man up and say, you know what? I had a moment of weakness. My job is to fix that. It should be zocha to follow the path of Yaakov and always be striving for greatness and have a beautiful Shabbos.